Here we are, Erev Parshas Beshalach, with a jam-packed Parsha. So much to talk to you about. We have so much to do, so many inyanim. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to go through the Parsha and ask a couple of questions. Again, there's so much to pick and choose. And then we're going to try to come out with some major yisodos, some major foundations from this week's Parsha. As we know, Klal Yisrael just got out of Mitzrayim, and they're free, and they had the Eser Makos, and they had such an amazing thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam took them out. And then it says, Vayehi b'shalach Paro es ha'am. And it happened when Paro sent the people, Velo nichem Elokim derech eretz plishtim. And we know Klal Yisrael was going out. And then the Torah tells, Vayikach Moshe et atmos Yosef. He takes the bones of Yosef. Ki hashbio hishbio. Because he made a promise to him. There's a very fascinating medrash. The medrash says that Klal Yisrael was getting out of Mitzrayim. And they were taking everything from the Mitzrayim, everything from the Egyptians. And while that was going on, Moshe Rabbeinu was focused on one thing. He was focused on getting the bones of Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, one of the Avos, who saved Klal Yisrael, who saved the world with being the second in charge. And that's what he was focused on. And the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was only focused on getting out Yosef. But what do you mean? It was also a mitzvah to take everything out from Mitzrayim. What was Moshe Rabbeinu focused on? Question one. Question two, the Torah goes on, and we know that Paro was coming after them. And the Torah tells us in Parak Yudalid, Pasuk Zayin, Vayikach Sheish Meot Rechev Bachor. And Paro went and he chased Klal Yisrael with 600 chariots, and he was coming after them. Question two, ask Ibn Ezra, I don't get it. Even though we know in last week's Parsha that most of Klal Yisrael didn't make it out, four-fifths didn't make it out, but still there were 600,000 people that made it out. So ask the Ibn Ezra. The Torah tells us that there were 600 chariots. If there were 600 chariots, why didn't Klal Yisrael just turn around? 600,000 versus 600, you do the math, I'm good at math. 1 to 1,000. Wow. Why didn't Klal Yisrael just turn around and kill the Mitzrim? What were they afraid of? Well, I don't understand. The numbers don't make sense. Klal Yisrael. Hashem just showed them the miraculous, all the amazing miracles. Why didn't they just turn around and kill them? Question two. Question three. As Yashir Moshe. Klal Yisrael is in a big dilemma. On the one hand, they have the Mitzrim chasing after them. And then on the other hand, they have the Yam Suf. And they don't know what to do. They're stuck. What do I do? And we know that the Torah is unbelievable. The Torah tells us that Miriam and all the women, they got their drums ready. Why in the world are there drums? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't just got my drums ready for me. But they were leaving Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim and they're by the Yam Suf. And all of a sudden, Miriam's got her drums ready to play the band. What's going on here? What was this whole idea that Miriam has her drums with her? What was the yisod? What was the idea of Miriam? Has she led Shira's Miriam? She led her own Shira. Kigaga! Right? The Torah tells us. As the Torah tells us again, it says in Parak Tesvav, Pasachov, Vatikach Miriam HaNeviah. Interesting. The first time that we see a woman referred to as a Neviah. Achos Aharon, the sister of Aaron, et atov biyado, batitzienu kol anashim achreya Betupim u'maklos. Again, they're ready with the dances and the whole thing. And then it says, Vatan lehem Miriam shir l'Hashem. And she started singing a praise to Hashem. Ki goga, sing to Hashem, for he's exalted. Sus v'achro ramabayam. And then all of a sudden, they has Az Yashir. So question three, we'll call it 3A. What was Miriam doing? Why did she have, you know, again, I don't know how normal that is just to be carrying your drums with you. I don't know if anyone else has drums here. You know, start banging around. I was telling this to my share earlier. And the guy started banging. I'm like, no, not the banging on the table. You got to have the drums. You got to get ready. What was Miriam doing? And second of all, there's a very fascinating medrash. It says, Oz Yashir Moshe. Az Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe and the children sing. And the Medrash says that it's coming off from the word Az, brought down in Perek He, Pasuk of Gimel. Ume Az Bati El Paro. From the time that I came to Paro, Lidaber Bishemecha, that I came to speak to Paro. Again, it's found in Perek He, Pasuk of Gimel and Shemos. But you did not rescue your people. This seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem, listen, I came to Paro and you didn't rescue us. And over here, Az, I came to Paro. Az Yashir Moshe. What is that? What's that all about? What's that whole thing about Az? What's the connection between the Az and the Az? And then we get into the Shira. Again, there's so much here. This Torah is so jam-packed. And we know that the Shira starts, and we have the Shira every single day. Right? We got to try to say the Shira. It's hard. I know. Right? Skipping now, Lucas. But sometimes we got to try to say the Shiras. And then it says, Zekeli ve'anveyu. Zekeli ve'anveyu. Perek Tesvov Pasuk Beis Aziv Izimras Ka Hashem's strength and power. Vayehili Lishua, he's salvation for me. Zekeli Vamveyu, this is my Hashem, I'll beautify him. And Rashi brings down from the Medrash, beautiful. First of all, he brings down that they were able to point the finger. And the Medrash says, Roshitcha Hayam Shalo Ra Nevi'im. Even a mere slave woman was at the sea. She was able to see things that even a prophet couldn't see. What was that all about? And then it says, Ve'anveyu, and I'll beautify them. Says Targum, Lashon Nove. It's this abode. It's this sanctuary. Tover Acher, Lashon Noi. Beautiful. This idea is that Keli Manveyu, as the Gemara tells me in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, look it up. Hope it's right. But Kuf Lamed Beis, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Zekeli Vanveyu, the idea of Hiddur Mitzvah, beautifying the Mitzvah. And then it says, the Gemara in Sota says, not only that, Mahu Chanan, the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yidalit Amid Beis. Mahu Chanan, Avatah Chanan, just like Hashem is merciful, we need to be merciful. So flattery, when you want to be like someone, that's flattery, but Hashem is Hashem. What's this all about? What's the Zekeli Vanveyu? What's this beautifying yourself with the mitzvahs? What's it all about? What's the Zekeli Vanveyu? How does it fit into the Shiras Hayam? And it's very interesting. Because right before the Shiras Hayam, what does it say? It says, Vayiru Ames Hashem, Kla Yisro, Vayiminu B'Hashem, U'Moshe Ado. It says that Hashem, they feared Hashem. Again, at the end of Perek, Yudalid, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, we say it every single day, right? We say, Vayar Yisrael Sayad Agdula, Vayiru Sa'am, Vayiminu Ba'Hashem Moshe Abdo. The idea of Yira, they feared Hashem. Where was love? We know that the Rambam tells us that the level of Ahava, that level of love, is on a greater level than the level of Yira. Was there Avas Hashem here? There was Yira. The Pasuk says there was Yira. But was there Avas Hashem? Was there love for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Question three, what's going on? What is the Shira? Why do we need the Shira? We just saw the most amazing miracles, the most amazing things. Why do we need the Shira now? What is the Shira about? What's it all about? We never find Shira. We see that we praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have HaDorot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this thing of song, Shira la Hashem ki gamal alai. We love Hashem, right? Ki gamal alai. We're sitting on a camel. Anyone knows Hebrew knows what I'm talking about. But it doesn't really mean that. Shira la Hashem ki gamal alai. I trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I depend on him. He's mine. What's this all about, this Shira? Again, there's so much to do. This Parsha is jammed. And then we have the Mon. The Mon. And the Torah says a very, very, very labedic, interesting language by the Mon. It says when we're given the Mon, and it says in Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Dalid, it says, Liman Anitsenu. I want to test you. What? I'm going to give you the Mon to test you? The Mon is going to be here to test me? The Mon is the Mon, right? We're taught as little children what the Mon's all about. Hashem, we can think about anything. Oh, think about those steaks. And think about all that yummy food and unbelievable. The Mon, amazing. Amazing, the Mon. And says the Torah, you know why I'm doing it? Leman ani senu. I'm trying to test you. What's this all about? Why is it a test? I view it more as a privilege, more of an opportunity. Why would the Mon be a test? And lastly, again, we got a lot. We're going to try to build one yisod, maybe two. Try to connect. Everything connects. Kol kula bo betayre. Everything's there. Then the Torah ends off about Amalek. And we've spoken about Amalek before. What's this all about? We get the Shira, and then the Mon, and then they start complaining, because we're always complaining. Jews got their food, and they're complaining, you know. And then Amalek. What's it all about? Let's just go over our questions. We got to have, again, as we always say, we got to have our questions in our pockets. We got to have the Torah in our pockets. Al megamge b'ficha. When someone says, hey, what's up? You say, hey, what's up? I want to tell you some tayre. So many ideas here in this week's parsha. So let's just review it. Let's get it. Let's make sure we have it. The first question is about Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu was so focused on getting the bones out of Yosef. But there's also a mitzvah, getting out of all the rechush of Mitzrayim. Why is he so focused on that? Question two. Why did Klal Yisrael just turn around? Just turn around and kill them. They 1 to 1,000. That's a big number. Even, you know, if you're not such a big guy, you just pounce on them. Just jump 100 guys on one, you know, 1,000. So why were they so afraid of the Ibn Ezra's kasha? The third kasha. But you sold about just what is the Shira Sayam? What's Zekeli Vanveu, the Hiddur Mitzvah? What's going on with Miriam? That she's got her drums banging away. Unbelievable. I know last time when I go somewhere, I don't usually bring drums. Yeah, so what's the drums about? And what's the connection with the Mon and Amalek? Why is Mon called a test? And what's all Amalek about? Okay, again, each one of these could be on, you know, each one could be its own separate shear. But again, we got a lot to do, a lot of tire out there. Let's try to build some of these. So we don't want to go so long. See, the island looks a little tired, right? But we don't want to go so long. But let's try to build Yisaitis. Yisaitis. Says the Ibn Ezra, Gavaltik. The Ibn Ezra says, why didn't Klal Yisrael just turn around and kill the Mitzvah? Says Ibn Ezra, because who were those Mitzrim? They were in charge of the Jews for 210 years. That's a long time. 210 years that are telling them what to do. They were beating them. They were hurting them. Emotionally and physically. And Klal Yisrael had a slave mentality to them. They couldn't break out of it. They couldn't get out. They were stuck. And they said, oh my God, we could take them over. But no, we're the slaves, slave mentality. They didn't believe in themselves. They weren't sure of themselves. They were stuck. Says Ibn Ezra, you know why they didn't come and just attack? Because they couldn't. They didn't hold to themselves. They didn't believe that they could do it. So we see a major yisod, that step one to anything. As we've spoken about a lot, but we always have to chazer this over. We always have to strengthen ourselves over and over and over again. But the idea is, wow, look how strong we are. We got to strengthen ourselves. Look what we're doing. Look at our power. You know, I tell this mushroom, I tell it all the time, and it's amazing. If you go into Asia, they still have elephants nowadays, but it doesn't make sense. Elephants, how did they get the elephants to stay put? So we know, very interesting, when the elephant's a little baby, he weighs 300, 400 pounds, they take a little big peg, and they take a string, a strong rope, and they put the leg there. And then, when the elephant's getting bigger, 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 he has a limited scope of himself. And he doesn't realize that all he needs to do is lift up his leg, and he's out. There were cases that there was a fire, Ringling Brothers Circus. I think I said that right. Yeah, Ringling Brothers Circus. There was a fire, the animal, the elephant got out. And they tried tying him back, they couldn't, because he realized his power. Because we had this limited, the elephant, what a big you saw, you learn a lot of things from animals. That we have a limb, they have a limited scope on themselves. Again, it's an elephant. But we can't have limited scopes on ourselves. We don't think that we're so important. We don't think that we're so great. We need to realize that we are great. Hashem loves us. Hashem has given us so much kindness. Hashem has given us so much. So much. We can't focus on the negativity. Again, there are negative things. But we can't focus on it. We have to try to look. Oh, it's easy to say, Rabbi. It's easy, right? No, it's not easy. It's something we have to work on. But we need to praise what we have. We need to look at the good. We need to realize that we can't be slaves to ourselves. A lot of times we just give in to our habits and we just can't change ourselves. And we say, this is who I am. We can't give in. And as I always bring the other mashal, like these two mashals just come together, right? The 4-minute mile, no one could break the 4-minute mile. I love this. This is amazing. Because Roger Bannister came in May 4th, 1954. I remember one saying it, someone corrected me. I'm not sure. I think just all you have to do is Google it. I think May 4th, 1954, Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile. You know what the amazing thing was? That was amazing. But the amazing thing was is that same year, 26 people also broke it. And a guy that Pavel Vuro, who every single, he couldn't do it. Four minutes and 1 second, 4 minutes two, he couldn't do it. Once he believed in himself, he did it that year. We need to believe in ourselves. Says Ibn Ezra, we need to get out of the slave mentality. We can't think that we're nothing, and that's step one to anything. Especially, of course, we're going to talk about the relationship with Hashem, because that's what we always talk about. But before that, it's important, and that's part of it, the picture, both. But before that, we need to believe in ourselves. We need to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, and we need to believe that we could do what we need to do and not be afraid. Don't be afraid. The only person that's stopping us is ourselves. Don't be afraid. Don't give in to the slave mentality. What's going on with Kriyas Yamsuf? Why Shira now? What is it all about? What is the Shira? Is there just Yira, just fear? Was there Avos Hashem? So no, of course there was Avos Hashem. You know where the Avos Hashem came from? Zekeli Vadveu. We said, Hashem, wow, look what you've given us. Zekeli, Nove, you've given us an abode. You've given us a sanctuary. You've given us mitzvot. Zekeli Vadveu. You know why we needed a Shira right now? You know why we needed a Shira? Because they just experienced the Mitzrayim. They just went through the amazing miracles. And now Shira is a spontaneous, just calling out to Hashem and saying, Hashem, thank you. Hashem, I'm stuck. We just had a Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos. But now Paro's coming and the water's there. And I'm stuck. I don't know where to go. What do I do? I'm stuck. And then Hashem does the miracles, the open miracles for us. And He opens that water and He creates the opening. And it's a spontaneous. No, our Avos didn't have this spontaneous. Again, there was praise from the Avos, but it was a Shira singing out to Hashem. Hashem, you've given me everything. Yeah, I've had struggles. So what's that Medrash saying? Umi az yashir, az. You know what az is all about? That pasuk that I quoted in Parakeh, was Moshe came to Hashem and said, Hashem, Paro's not letting me go out, he's being evil. And the Medrash says, as, just like you see evil and you don't get everything, as Yashir, you see the beauty, as. And it's hard. It's very difficult. Sometimes we're stuck in hard situations. We all have trials and tribulations. We all have things that we're working on. And we have things that are struggles. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is all loving, is all there for us. And he wants that relationship. He wants that relationship. You know, a bacher just came to me recently. And he said, I don't get it. You know, I'm putting so much effort. I feel like my relationship with Hashem is one way. And I turned to him and I said, you know it's one way? Because he's one way to you. Look what he's given you. Look. And I know things are hard. But as. That although things are hard, we can't give up. Klal Yisrael is not the nation that gives up. We just keep on going. And they're always going to be trying to destroy us. There's always going to be the nations. We took the yeshiva. We went to the Gedolim. My father-in-law came. And it was unbelievable. We saw all the Gedolim. We saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky. We spent 10 minutes with him. We saw Rav Gershon Edelstein. It was unbelievable. We got a shmooze from Rav Kahaneman, who's the head of Panovich, a major yeshiva, one of the best yeshivas in the world. And Rav Kahaneman said that what's keeping us here is the Torah. What's keeping us here, his grandfather had a dream. And his grandfather said, I'm going to create Panovich. And look where it is now. And he said, the nations of the world are always going to try to destroy us. But we can't let them. We have to continue our Torah. Zekeli ve'anveyu. Aziv ve'zimras ka. And I think that's why Miriam was holding the drums. Who's this Miriam? Miriam is the person that told, again, Amram Yocheved, we're married. And they heard that what's going to happen, that the boy, all the boys are going to die. So they separated from each other. And Miriam came and said to Amram, who's the Gadol HaDor, the Gemara says, and says, you're not only killing the boys, you're killing the girls. And they got back together and they got remarried and they had Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam is the person that said, we're going to get out of this Golus. We're going to get out. And not only that, she brought her trumpets with her. She didn't give up. She felt that I'm not giving up, and maybe we're not going to even see it in our own lifetime. But a Jew doesn't give up because the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a two-way relationship. We have to give what we have because he's always giving us. The fact that Hashem's giving us is pashut. It's obvious. But we need to give to him. How do we give to him? We got to bring him into our lives. Viniseti. The mun. The mun is called Viniseti, a test. Why is that a test? Major machlokas, Rishonim and Achronim. Rashi says in the pasuk over there, Viniseti, you know why it's a test? Because the mun has a lot of halachas. When you're allowed to take it, when you're not allowed to take it. By Shabbos, you can't pick it up. Says the Halakhah Ramban. You know what Viniseti is? Then he says to me the test, because I'm going to give you so much. I'm going to give you so much. But I need to make sure that you still have bitachon in me. That you have the trust in me. And you realize that you're with me. That there's trust. And not always are things great. Right? But we trust that everything is there for a reason. Kol rachmanu l'tavavim. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Samach. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a plan for us. Maybe we don't always see it. We don't always understand it. Salvechik gives a beautiful mushal. You know, like when you're making a nice little, the crochet things, I think that's what they're called, the crochets. So you look, right? If you have those crochets, sometimes people on the bus do it or whatever, you know, doing crochet. And if you look at the back of the crochet, it's gross, all the knots and this and this. Says Salvechik, that's Olam Hazeh, this world. All the knots and all the missed things that we don't understand. We have a limited scope. We could try to learn Hashem's Torah and understand Him. But then you flip it over. And then you have a beautiful picture. You have a beautiful painting. You have something there. That's Olam Haba. It's going to happen when Mashiach comes. And Miriam believed. And she instilled in all of Klal Yisrael. And said, don't give up. You know, my daughter's name is Shira Miriam. Unbelievable, right? Shira Miriam. Shira LaHashem. Giving the praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But Miriam was a person never, ever giving up. And that's what we're about. That's what we're about. Not giving up. Realizing that we could be like Hashem. Obviously, we can't be Hashem, but we can emulate His ways. Mahu chanun afatachanun. Just like He is merciful and rachum, so can we be. And how do we do that? By our actions. Our actions speak louder than words. To be a giving person. To learn Torah. To do as much. We spoke about last week about the Arba. How time is of the essence. Time is important. The Or HaChaim says, beautiful, that you know what the Nisesi was of the Mon? The Nisesi of the Mon was that now they have all their food prepared, everything's prepared for them. Now they have more time! More time to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, more time to learn, to daven! That's what the Nisesi, are you going to use your time well? When you have off, and we're all busy, and we have jobs, and we have to make parnassa for our families, but when we have off time, what are we doing in our off time? Are we learning? Are we making the world greater with our Torah? Are we getting excited through the Torah? What are we doing? How are we connecting Hashem? Are we taking out a book? Are we reading Jewish stories? We need to show the excitement. It can't be a burden. The more it's a burden, then it's not going to be real. People won't see that it's real, but yourself won't see that it's real. That's what the month shows. The month shows that Hashem has given us everything. Everything. And we need to appreciate it. We need to appreciate it. What was Amalek about? Amalek was the opposite of this. Amalek saw all these miracles and they saw Klal Yisrael. And they saw that Klal Yisrael was an amazing nation with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with God. And they said no. Karcha baderech. Karcha, cold. Mikra, everything, just happens. No, it's not divine, it just happens. It's a coincidence, it's luck. And that's why we destroy Amalek. We stamp out, we have to destroy and annihilate Amalek, the Amaleks within us that have those doubts. We need Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo. We need to have that more of Amunah, more of the Bitachon, the trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that He knows what He's doing, He's running this big world. And we need to show the love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu took out Atzmas Yosef because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he had a promise to bring out Yosef who saved Klal Yisrael. And he realized that the mitzvah of taking out the dead, taking out the body of Yosef is something that he's not even going to get reward for. The body is... right? It's a mitzvah shokayama. And he realized the greatness of doing mitzvos, hopping on to mitzvos. We need to learn from a Miriam. We need to have more emunah. We need to realize that there is going to be Mashiach. There is going to be, at the end of days, there's going to be greatness. And we have to realize the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. Zekeli v'anveyu. Az. Says the Beis Halevi. You know what az? Because az, even when there's hardships, there'll always be az yashir. There'll always be shira. Let us have this spontaneous shira. Let us call out to Hashem, everyone, within all of us. Baruch Hashem, there's so much greatness. Again, we have to fight within ourselves. We can't be like an elephant. We can't give up on ourselves. It's very important. And we need to realize that we can't have that slave mentality. We need to say we could do what we need to do. However, when we do need what we need to do, as the Ramban says, the Mon is about Pitachon. And we realize that we trust in Hashem. And Hashem has given us so much wealth and so much happiness, but now we have to realize that it's coming from Him. Let us turn our tefillahs. I told some of my bachurim, 1 minute before you start Shmona Esrei. And again, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're all davening. Just think of two things, specific what Hashem has given you, and be grateful for it. As Yashir Moshe, let us mamish grow in the Shiras Hayam. Let us realize how fortunate we are to be part of this beautiful, amazing Jewish nation. And let us keep on growing and growing with Hashem.